Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Razor Riffs with Keith Razor and Alan Lee right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, Rifters, before we start the show today, today's episode is brought to you by Zero Shoes. Enjoy the fun freedom of letting your feet move the way nature intended. Lightweight, flexible, and super comfortable. Go to razorriffs.weebly.com and click on the Zero Shoes tab. Again, go to razorriffs, R-E-Z-A-R-I-F-T-S, dot weebly, W-E-E-B-L-Y. ly.com and click on the Zero Shoes tab and purchase some shoes. Back to the show. Hey, Alan Lee, good to have you back.
Glad to have you back.
Oh, wait, hold on, let me turn you on. Hey, Alan Lee, glad to have you back.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me, and I'm glad to be part of this show and part of Razor Riffs.
Yeah, we recorded a show, and you were in New York.
That's right.
And how is New York?
Well, you know, I love New York. There's a lot of things about it I like. There's a lot of things about it I don't like. Same thing with Los Angeles. I visited my mom. My sister, as always, took me everywhere. And, you know, I did see Justice League. And I saw, which was really impressive, I got to see Leguizamo.
Who?
John Leguizamo.
Oh, you did?
On stage.
Did you ask him to do Razor Riffs?
You know what? The thing about it is I'd had a couple. And
wait, what's a couple? Explain to the folks what a couple is.
Well, I had a double, and I stopped, as you know.
Wait, what's a double?
A double is a double shot.
You had some drinks.
Of Jack Daniels. Yeah, I know you don't know anything about this. You're never around it.
Do you remember that one time when I was driving you home? Mm-hmm. And it was like 12:30, mm-hmm. and then you're like, "Hey, dude," and I was like, "Yeah." Mm-hmm. He's like, "Yeah, we got stopped by 7-Eleven. I got to buy some scratchers."
Yeah, you're really nice. Yeah. You're really nice about that.
Yeah, yeah. And then he came out with like beer, and then you're like, they ran out of scratchers.
No. Well, you're very sweet because you knew that I wanted to win the lottery, and I went in there, and you know, I was wrong about that. Uh-huh. And so I got myself a little refreshment, and you were very kind. And you know, I said I could walk home in my neighborhood, which, you know, it's a little bit at night, you know, it's a little bit different in Inglewood. And you said, "Don't worry about it, we'll take you home. Don't worry about it, don't worry about it."
Yeah. Well, today's guest, we have he's actually calling me, so let's introduce him, and then we'll call him back.
Oh.
We have, you've seen him from Mad TV, yes. Comedy Central Presents.
Mm-hmm.
He's also been on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
Yeah.
Give it up for Pablo Francisco. He's going to be performing at the Hollywood Improv this Saturday.
All right.
And it's going to be fun. And I got to call him right now. Someone's calling me. But first, let's take this call.
You sure it's not a guest?
Oh. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Gotta go.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
All right. Well,
I told you.
That's that was weird.
Yeah, they're calling in to see if Pablo is here, but obviously they heard you and they don't know what's going on.
Well, we're calling him right now. And it's gonna be fun.
Well, that's funny. Who was that?
I don't know. It was weird. We're trying to call Pablo.
There wasn't someone playing a joke on you, right?
I don't know.
There's a couple people out there that, you know, they've been trying to play jokes on us.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Pablo.
Hey, Pablo. Oh, it's Keith Pablo. Reza.
Keith, how are you, sir? I just called your cell phone, man.
Oh, no worries. I probably should have told you the studio number, but I didn't have it. Thanks for doing it, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, no problem, buddy. You just let me know when you want to rock and roll, and we'll do it.
All right.
Let me introduce you to the co-host. This is Alan Lee.
The unknown comic.
Alan.
Glad to meet you, Pablo. Glad to meet you.
He's the unknown comic that doesn't have a bag over his head.
Yeah.
Was that from the Gong Show?
Yeah.
Pouring water out of his eyes?
Oh, that's it. I hate that guy, the Gong.
Have you ever met him?
You know what, man? I never met the guy. I was wondering what he looked like. I think he had a mustache or something, but you know, now it's paper or plastic. But geez, I mean, whatever happened to that guy? I'd be like, you know, unsolved mysteries. This is Robert.
That's
Smith.
Right.
Where is the unknown coming? Who knows? Unsolved mystery. He was telling jokes. Who knows, man? Probably had to double back that, but ouch.
Well, you know what's weird is like I've heard of him from comedy, but I didn't know his real name. And I'm friends with Fred Stoller, and Fred Stoller is like really good friends with him. And he's like, oh, his name's Murray. I was like, oh, that's, I'd probably pick unknown comic.
Wait, what? I mean, like how would he like meet chicks? Are you the unknown comic? He'll put a bag on his head. Okay, all right, good. Oh, that's him. All right, I'm the unknown comic. Get a bag. Get a paper bag, somebody. Put on there. Jeez, but it's an unknown comic.
It's weird because a lot of comics take a lot of styles from people, but that's the one style no one's ever taken. And
yeah, hey man, don't bag on the guy.
Yeah, really. I mean, it's my material.
Give me paper or plastic. What a concept! You know, I'm going to put a bag on my head. They go, producer, you know what? Come on over here. I want to talk Johnny Carson. You know, you got good talent. Come on the show. Squirt some water out of your eye and rock and roll. I don't know where you got those gimmicks at, but you know, I like to see Johnny Carson on cocaine. What is that you've never seen before? Johnny Carson? I'm so high right now. Wow. Doc, where do you score this stuff? Wow. Is that a new drummer? Okay, but anyhow, it's crazy celebrities on cocaine. Yeah. It's Jay Leno.
So what? Someone's under my chin, okay. Good night.
You ever get the impression when you watch Jay Leno that maybe he was doing cocaine? Because, like, some of the comics on it were really bad, and it's just like, oh, it's good.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it's good on the show, man. We got Tony Montana's on the show, and he's doing comedy.
It's Tony Montana on The Tonight Show doing comedy. Okay, let me tell you something. Knock, knock. Okay, you like your piss? Okay, knock, knock. Hey, come on, man. I don't think they get the joke. Shut up, man. Okay, knock, knock. Who's there? Okay, Caitlyn Jenner. Oh, I messed up the joke. Okay, try again.
Was he like that when you did the Tonight Show?
When I did the Tonight Show, Jay Leno was like, he takes you backstage and he goes, so you got any questions? Anything you want to ask me? I said, well, was David Letterman in that little situation I saw on HBO. Remember they had that... the real story about the Tonight Show. And he goes, absolutely, everything was true about that, okay? Everything was true. And listen, you get the opportunity, you got to take it. So I took it. And I was going, all right. And then he goes, you don't, what did he say? He goes, you don't do drugs, you don't cheat on your wife, and you do the Tonight Show. And I was like going, well, hey, there you go. Plain and simple.
It is all wrapped then, up in one bag.
Yeah, then he just did the show. He goes, whatever you do, don't wave at the band. Don't wave at him. I guess so. Didn't wave at the band, and it was all good, man. But when I saw him, he was getting some pizza right down the street from me, and I go, hey, what's up, Jay? And he goes, and who are you? And I go, oh, wow. I was on your show.
Oh.
That was kind of strange.
Yeah, that's got to hurt. But,
He goes, can you tell me who the guest was on the show? I go, Judd. Ashley Judd. He goes, oh, it's on Pablo. Yeah, how you doing?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. But, Pablo, I wanted to ask you something because I listened to an interview you did a couple weeks ago on a radio show, and you said that you got popular from YouTube, but I know you from Mad TV. Mm-hmm. That was way before YouTube.
Oh, yeah, it was, that was a blessing if I remember there. I mean, Artie Lang left the show, I guess, to get for a movie deal or something, so they asked me to fill in for the 6 episodes, and it was at the Lucille Ball Studios. That's when it was like, they were bringing giraffes in there for a skit, you know, they were paying a lot of money, and you know, you get on that show, and it's all the cast on that show were like great. I mean, these guys could like memorize. You have Brian Callen on the show, and it was that right there. It was, well, show was expected. Here comes there's a cop car coming by here. Oh. All right, here we go. There you go. And anyhow, I got to go, man. But anyhow,
been a fun interview.
You got to take off, man. So what happened was, as that started progressing, my dad thought, because I just went right to Tucson, Arizona, to Los Angeles, and my dad, and at the time I was doing Mad TV, I drove back home and owed my parents like $19,000, so I went over there to pay him back, and my dad goes, hey, you know what? I don't believe you're on TV and all this stuff, but there's a Mexican girl on the Mad TV show that's doing your stuff. And I go, that's me. That's me, man. And he goes, oh, what? And he still didn't believe it. And he goes, where's your seatbelt? Where'd you get the car? And I was like, go ahead. Dad, I'm on Mad TV. You know, what? Whatever. Wear your seatbelt. Get out of here.
Did you watch the new version of Mad TV that came out like 1 or 2 years ago?
Yeah, that was kind of. They went from the Lucille Ball Studios to like a KTLA 5 or something.
Yeah, it was a little weird, like, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, you know, they still kept. Well, there's a lot of sirens going on here. What the hell is going on here? Okay, here we go. Last night they had Santa Claus, and they were taking all these sirens. But back to the thing. Back to the interview. What was the question again? Jeez.
Oh, no, just the difference between Mad TV from 2 years ago.
Right.
Yeah, like, because I think the original one was all funny, you know?
Oh, yeah, it was, yeah, the good producers on there. But the other one, it seems like they had, like, 20 cast members, yeah. You know, like it was like playing football at a park. You go, hey, can I join?
Wow.
So it's like, yeah, it was like, you know, kind of like, I guess, a free-for-all there. I mean, a lot of cast members, but the show still had some juice.
But, yeah. But
you know, they brought the budget down, so there you go.
Yeah, that's true. I actually, I didn't really audition for it, but, like, they auditioned me through my stand-up, and I got denied to make a actual audition because apparently my stand-up is too smart, you know? And I was like, well...
Right, okay.
That's kind of mad.
Too cerebral.
Yeah.
Oh, cerebral, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went up there. I went in my audition. I screwed up on the read, like, really crazy. I go, I'm sorry, man. I read like Forrest Gump. They go, no problem. Hey, but what do you think about these sketches? And they showed the sketches on, you know, in the meeting. And I was like going, and I started tagging them up.
Yeah.
And they go, okay, you got it. So there we go on that part. So I was in good hands with all three.
Yeah. Pablo, I wanted to ask you, your Comedy Central Presents special, it's like very established as one of the best Comedy Central Presents specials that they have on that show. Do you think that's...
Thanks, man.
No, I mean, I totally agree, but, like, that's just it's listed as the best ones, you know, it's number one. And,
Well, it's... yeah. Wow, that's cool. That's good to know.
Yeah. You didn't know that?
Well, you know, I was... The thing was that when we filmed it, Nick Swartzen was ahead of me, right? And he was so funny, and then they got a new audience. No, they kept the same audience. And when I went on stage... They had, you know, there was another comedian, and that guy's comedy was just kind of like, how you say, kind of stock and, hey, what do you think about this? And, you know, it was like really, the audience was digging it, but when I went on stage, I was a little bit too different for them, but it worked out at the very end.
Yeah.
But my manager told me, he goes, you got the worst ratings. I didn't get good ratings at first. I go, they're going to look at it and go, what was that? And then they're going to tell their friends to see it.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. after the third play, then it just started taking off. And I was like, all right, cool. That was a beautiful thing. So, yeah, I got lucky on that one.
Well, I can tell you why I got bad ratings, if your manager said it, is because Nick Swartzen's funny, you're hilarious, and the unknown comic, who knows about him?
if you know where he's at, let us know. The next comic, where is he? Oh, guys, that's funny. He could probably tap you on the shoulder. Hey, that's me. I was that special bad guy. Bad guy? Ouch. Yeah. He's now doing pornography. Yeah. No, but...
He's never going to do this show now.
Yeah, now it's the unknown comic from the next biography. What happened to him?
History Channel.
Mark Wahlberg plays the unknown comic. Hey, man, give me that bag. Huh? You good? Huh? Mark Wahlberg takes over. He's taking over Hollywood. Watch out. When it says Mark, he's going to take your part. It's like the Transformers. Where's Shia LaBeouf? Just a run. All right? Huh? It's me now. He's taking over. Even in Star Wars. Oh, you're not a Jedi yet. Hey, man. You're supposed to be my father? Huh? I don't think so, man. Huh? I should chop you up in little pieces and make a spin-off in Bravo. Huh? I can't. Get ready. He's going to take everybody. Liam Neeson. You stay away from my part. You stay away from my vision. You stay away from... Hey, man. Lick my Calvin Klein balls. Huh? And Arnold Schwarzenegger. This is what happened to my tortillas. Hey, man. How about a Wahlburger? Huh? Take that. Huh? He's everywhere. He's doing elementary school announcements. What's going on at Cole Elementary? Huh? Doing good? You doing good? Salisbury steak, macaroni and cheese.
It's so weird about
the unknown comic.
Yeah, but it's so weird about Mark Wahlberg because apparently, like, earlier in his career, he was like a huge badass. Like, he was like, I heard like he beat a guy until he got blinded or something, and now he's like,
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, like, I heard he was like a huge gang banging guy.
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah, he always mentions that, you know, like, after all these 40 years have gone by, you know, he's like, you know, I was, you know, they put me in jail for, you know, for a quarter gram of granule coke. He always mentions that. Now, Howard Stern goes, oh, now, coming up is Mark Wahlberg. He's walking in the studio. Hey, how you doing, Mark? How you doing, man? Goes, you know what? Robin thinks, that you're going to go back to party and stuff. What are you talking about, man? Huh? Crazy? And so, Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch, you know, that was, you know, hey, you got to start somewhere, you know. But he was Calvin Klein. He was beating people up for a long time.
Wow.
But, you know, beating people up. Take that, huh? Good sensation? Feel good? Huh?
Beat up by Mark Wahlberg.
That Mark Wahlberg is now feeling bad about doing Boogie Nights. Hey, man, you want my weenie? I don't know about that. I think there's something going on. He's turned to religion. Hey, man, dear God, please, I'll take the money. Then get back the money. Take the money, too. Dude, I don't want this. Well, I feel bad about showing my weenie. You know, whatever. You got the touch. Yeah. Boogie Nights made a lot of stars, but, you know, do we really have to know about the porn business like that? Hey, man, get out of my way. He's in an orgy. I'm going to get something to eat. Excuse me.
But back to the question I was going to ask is, do you think the Comedy Central Presents specials, do you think that they could help comedians now, or do you think Netflix is just totally eating them up?
Oh, you know what? I think they both work at the same time. I mean, either way, people are going to always check in the Comedy mm-hmm. Central.
Yeah.
You know, and now with YouTube and people just go, hey, man, go back to it, check it out. Because when I was doing it, they go, this is what time it's on. You got to hit the VCR. And I had a friend of mine, this guy, well, I didn't know him too well, but he would walk around my neighborhood with the DVD.
Yeah.
I mean, with the VHS tape. And went, hey, everybody, check out this guy. It's Pablo, right? Check him out. And I was going, whoa. I had this one Italian guy who was selling weed, going from house to house, smoking up with people, watching my tape. So I owe it to him, too. Walking around with a VHS tape. But yeah, now Netflix, man, is really blowing my mind, because those guys just like just shot up doing all kinds of TV shows, and mm-hmm. now they're taking comics and they're they're taking their deals and go, hey, you want a better deal? And it's a beautiful thing, man.
Oh, it's yeah. fantastic.
You got a Netflix special, right?
Chappelle? Yeah.
Oh yeah. Man, good for you.
Have you filmed it yet?
Dave Chappelle, I think. Well, with mine, I got right now Netflix. I was putting cartoons and comedy in the one. So basically, I go up on stage, Dog the Bounty Hunter. He's a convicted felon. Doesn't have the right to vote, but has every right to come to your house and spray mace in your face. And then we have the cartoon of, you know, of him running, you know, running through Chinatown trying to, you know, he's arresting the wrong people. Here you go, Jing Lee. Oh, wrong one. Okay, how about this one? That kind of thing. So it's like a Dave Chappelle meets cartoons, and Netflix goes, okay, we like it, but we want more stand-up. So
yeah.
I'm going to be at the Melrose this
Saturday.
Two shows to try out some new stuff and check out and see how it goes and
the improv.
Make fun of people in a nice way and make fun of myself because I got drunk and fell off stage and almost I was so drunk they go, you're going to AA, and I go, no, I'm drinking there. They took me to AAA, so there you go.
I do want to mention your next gigs, because we have a lot of listeners in San Diego, but you're also going to be at the American Comedy Club on December 14th through the 17th.
There you go.
So,
oh God, what a beautiful San Diego, man. What a great place. I mean, it's a great place to go. You know, it's sick over there. I love it, man. The women are
beautiful.
Different. Everybody's different.
Oh, so nice.
So
nice.
Yeah, American Comedy. That club rocks. They do me well up there. And
it has like a haunted green room.
Yeah, it's a, you know what I like about it, man? They always take me a nice hot Mexican meal when I'm there.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
Yeah. So it's it. Come on down to San Diego. Come on down to my show. And we'll rock and roll, and then we'll hit the downtowns A and B. Is it like gang members over there? Hey, man, come to my Chula Vista, eh? Come on. Lick my El Cajones. All right, you damn chula vista. What's up, eh? Generic cholo.
Now, Pablo, I have a question.
Hey,
you used to do Michael J. Fox impressions. Do you think you could do a Michael J. Fox impression if he was in Back to the Future with Gary Busey?
Doc, you got to do something, man. Come on. Hey, man, you're getting too close to the Surfer Pal. Surfer Pal, come on, man. Come on, come on. What's going on here? Okay. You with the gray egg? No, that's egg white shaking, man. Here, stand still. Right. Hey, man, you know, I shouldn't have done that Parkinson joke, man. Listen, we got to go back to the future. We're going to take some beer and booze and put it in this car. All right, no QIs. Doc, that way, call me Doc. Wait, Doc Johnson, I got a little toy. From the next Back to the Future. Dad, it's me. You need to stop hanging out with that guy. Hey, man, you guys going frisky? On a slap? Touching me in my cone and whatnot? There you go.
All right. Don't you think that's a better version of Back to the Future?
Listen, what? I want to see it.
A little ADD. It's kind of scattered.
I like it. I like it. Big
Mark fan. Wahlberg as hey, man, I got Asperger's. Come on, man. You good?
I have Asperger's.
I thought Asperger's was like when a cook goes, man, I don't like that guy, and he like takes the patty and sticks it in his butt. Here, have an Asperger.
No,
that's what I thought, man. I swear to God, this guy goes, hey, Pablo, man, you know it's Rudy? And we have his Asperger's. I go, really? I go, so, but you spit in his food or something? Goes, no, Asperger's. I go, Asperger's, boy. Would the Beavis and Butthead come up with that?
No.
Hey, you got Asperger's. Hey, Beavis, you got Asperger's. Yeah, you got butt munch.
No, it's a form of autism, and I seriously have it. In fact, my stand-up, I actually talk about having autism, so I thought when you said
really?
That...
Really? I mean, isn't that like, don't you got a superpower somewhere? Like, in autism, people always got that special kind of, he has a special power. You know, he was at a football game, and the ball jumped on him, and he ran for the touchdown or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think
you got a good autism.
I think my superpower for autism is just writing good jokes.
Oh, super memory too.
Yeah.
Hey man, write me some, man. Yeah. I need some
Write me some.
Shops.
You want to hear a joke I just wrote? That I don't know if it's funny. You could tell me if it's Pablo funny.
Let's do it, buddy.
All right. So growing up, I used to drink a lot of soda, and my dad said you can't drink soda because it'll rot your teeth out like your grandmother. So 30 years I've been drinking soda, and my teeth ain't rotten. So I had dinner with my dad the other day, and I was drinking soda, and my dad was like, I'm surprised your teeth haven't rotten like your grandma's. And I was like, oh, Dad, there's a difference between meth and coke.
Nice.
We took his meth and coke. Grandma was doing meth. That's right. Yeah. Hey, Grandma, yeah, I'm all messed up. That's right. Grandma's on. He's one of the makers of whatever that TV show about pot. And also quiet, cool, come Grandma on meth. Yeah. That's right. Fun for the whole family on NBC.
Now,
Grandma on meth.
Has Movie Phone ever like reached out to you about taking over for that guy? Because didn't he die like 5 years ago? You could like just act like he's still alive and do...
Yeah, Don LaFontaine, I went to his house. I met him on the set of Frank Caliendo's TV show at the time called Frank TV.
Uh-huh.
And I met him. He goes, hey, what are you doing? We got 5 hours to kill. I go, he goes, coming to my house. I went to the guy's house, man. Hung out with him for like 3 hours. And he goes, you're a little radical. You know, you do me better than I do me. If I was you, I'd be doing me.
Yeah.
And, I just now started doing it. Now I just nailed like 6 Subaru commercials.
Oh,
doing
nice!
That now.
Nice.
Yeah, the thing was, people go, "Are you gonna be the next guy?" I go, "You know what? I feel so bad like stepping in, going, hey, man, here I am. I'm the next movie guy." You know, and he was watching that guy just get we've been in his studio and he's always telling me to do a voiceover, and it comes in. The paper comes in and he gets in a glass dome and he goes, are you ready, Don? He goes, I'm ready. All right, Keith Sutherland, box DVD set. And I, boink, and that's all you, That's how he makes his money. He's like, I do 3 of these a day, Pablo, and I live like a king. I go, well, you know, you got an elevator to your room. What if he got sick of it? You know, I'm sick and tired of saying, in a world, don't, I'm not going to say that anymore. In a world, no, you know, kind of hate him, but good guy. He gave me his ISDN.
Oh, that's awesome. Wow. So there's no chance you're going to take over that and just say, oh, I'm alive.
Well, hey, I'm back. Get ready. It's like, you know, yeah, there's a lot of other guys that do it too, but I right now I got my in on it because so I went to Subaru guys, came up to me and they go, can you do this, you know, this new car? And I said, all right, sure. And I started doing it and they go, that sounds good. Keep on going with it. And so now I'm just working on the voice again, just trying to get the different octaves of, you know, of happy. It's a get ready. It's a very great Brady summer. And then it can go into evil someone who's playing a deadly game. And then, you know, it's like you can't do it in Spanish. I just sum Diablo. It's dead. That's Chinese, I guess. But,
that's good. Love it.
But the other guys are so corny, man. They put their hands up in the air. I was at CBS. I think I was at Sirius Radio in New York. And some guy goes, I do the previews too. And he's like, get ready. I whisper. And yes, Queen Latifah and Quackity Kooks in Sarcastic Sisters, whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
And I was like going, yeah, I go, well, that's great, dude. I mean, you got groupies? I mean, I don't get it. So it pays well. You know, I did it for Universal Studios for their rides and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, you got to really think about the vowels and the its and the those and Forensic Files. You know, the guy from Forensic Files.
Oh, Peter Thomas. Yeah.
He sounds like the creepy guy. And then the DNA was matched with... And you go, oh, geez, man, this guy's scaring me already. More spooky than the show.
You want to hear a funny story about Peter Thomas? Is like, because I'm obsessed with that show. I think Peter Thomas is like one of the best narrators in history, you know?
It does. Yes, I will will admit they picked the right guy.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes he has to do that. It was here. What do you got on Peter Thomas, man?
When I got my own podcast, I wanted to interview just people that, you know, I respect and look up to, and that's the point of the show. And I wrote Peter Thomas to do it, and the Forensic Files producers wrote me back, and they said he died 3 years ago.
You know what? I heard that. Yeah, I just heard he just died. Like, I thought it was recently, but it was like 3 years ago.
Yeah. Wow. So I felt like a huge jerk.
I think he was that old man in Poltergeist too. Yeah. I think he was that was him.
Yeah, he was like 95 or something. He was really old. But.
Yeah, and he was like, you know, he was I think he was doing so many of those Forensic Files, he couldn't even sleep, man. They just kept on going to his house. Here's another one. Oh, I'm eating breakfast. Then the DNA. It's a collector for the chlorophyll. Oh, yeah. Holy smoke. Yeah. Yeah, they're kind of spooky, but God bless his heart. I mean, you make...
Yeah.
I mean, do you work hard when you do that with voiceover work? You got to constantly do it, but there's always those other guys doing it, you know, the Casey Kasem kind of guys.
Sure.
That's right, it's Hercules and all your favorite Disney characters. You're like, all right, okay, so sounds like a Casey Kasem, Casey Disney kind of thing. And
no,
but Casey Kasem had the best one. I'm Casey Kasem, and it's time for a long distance dedication. It reads, dear Casey, my ex-wife was mauled by a bunch of pit bulls. Would you please play or let the dogs out?
Now, Pablo, I have a question on impressions, because you're like so good at it. Would you say that a good, because you have extremely high confidence too, would you say that's a necessary tool when you do impressions?
To be like overconfident, you said?
No,
is that what you said?
Yeah, like your confidence and your humor is, you know, that works well like that. But like a lot of people just have the humor and just not the confidence on doing impressions. Do you think you need confidence to do impressions?
Absolutely. I mean, you got to believe in it. This guy moved in with me, a friend of mine. I work really well with him. His name's Steve. He lives downstairs. But I go. I need somebody who plays. He's a really good comic. He's great. And I used him all the time, but this time he's up in Kansas City. But anyhow, this guy, is a badass when it comes to impersonations, and he does it really technical. Like he will go, I go, do Gene Simmons, and he goes, okay, this is Gene Simmons, and don't do drugs. And I go, how do you do that? And he goes, well, you take the aardvark from Pink Panther and you mix it with I go, what? You know, but anymore, that's what he more said to you. You think you hit this guy, okay? And then you have to go to Jewish thing. This is Gene Simmons. I go, well, okay. Now he's working on Robert Downey Jr. And what he does it. Then I go into the room and I kind of, you know, snake it off him, right? And he goes, okay. But he just heals into Trump. Okay, this is Trump. My penis is huge. And I go, all right. But he morphs into these guys. I go, do the pawn shop guy from the pawn shop TV show. And he's morphed into him. I go, now he's just trying to get his voice down, but he morphs, his face looks just like the pawn shop guy. And I was going, right. I go, he's so talented. I go, okay. I swear to God, Kevin James and Adam Sandler go, we're looking for a guy who can do Mr. Rourke from Fantasy Island. Are you familiar with that show?
No.
Yeah, I am.
But Alan's a geek.
You play Fantasy Island?
Yeah.
He played Khan in the rap of Khan.
Yes, he had the Corinthian leather commercials with the car. The Corinthian leather.
Yes, I was trying to do him, and he was just like listening and trying to get it down. And he just goes up there and goes, you got to do it like this. And he just hits it. You know, tattoo, come again, tattoo, come over here, tattoo. But that was mine. He was like right on it. And so some people got it, some people don't. But I don't do an impersonation if I can't at least get at least 80% of it down. Sure. I don't want to, you know, do a cheesy one. Hey, you know, that kind of thing. I don't know, crappy Johnny Carson or, well, who's doing Johnny Carson anymore? But, you know.
Rich Little still does Johnny Carson.
Here we go. Oh my God.
But
so there you have it.
But Rich Little still does Johnny Carson. I saw him in Vegas, and he was doing Johnny Carson. There's like 20-year-olds in the. It's kind of sad in a way, because, you know, Carson's a genius for comedy, but 20-year-olds don't really know who he is. You know what I mean?
So. Yeah, but at least there's some people in there that do know. Like we dedicate our lives now to 20-year-olds. Do you know who this is? When they're listening to they're listening to Pink Floyd. You know, hey, listen, you're too young to be listening to Pink Floyd. You know, it's like
you get a
Johnny Carson. Yeah, why not? You know, people just look it up on YouTube.
History, man, history.
You know, and that's how it works. I mean, up in Australia, they don't know who the Allstate guy is. Are you in good hands with Allstate? But the people in Australia will see that bit and go to the they'll, you know, research it and check it out. So you got to do a lot of research, I guess. I don't know.
That was Ricardo Montalban we were talking about. I just came.
Ricardo
Montalban.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Are you trying to do Ricardo Montalban?
I'm wanting to practice right now.
Yeah, yeah. It seems like Dracula kind of.
I just did Ricardo Montalban. Is it Dracula?
Yeah.
So I'm trying.
So we're having a.
You're almost there. You just got to dip into a Kermit the Frog. Latino.
This is like an impression off with Pablo and Alan.
This is great.
You guys, well, are you in? So the podcast here, you know, podcasts are so convenient because you can. You know, you could be your own editor and director, you know. Yeah. So, I mean, is it flowing good? You love it?
Yeah, I love it. We actually pay for an editor and a director, but he's on vacation. So I'm actually directing this right now.
I'm under such stress.
You're directing the best of the podcast. The best of the podcast.
Yes.
You ever get like an Indian radio station? Hockey in the morning. Come on, everybody. Come on. Traffic crazy. Come on. They do it. And WSTD's The Bird with Itchy and Scratchy in the morning. Like, what?
Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? I think that'd be cool.
Well, I went to Sirius Radio about 6 months ago, a little more than that. And they did someone was filling in for Jamie Foxx. I went in and did that. And then with the Jenny McCarthy show. And then when I got out, they go, Sirius goes, you want your own show? And I was like, really? I go, are you serious? And they go, yeah. And I went, well, I'm working on this project right now. And they said, well, okay, well, it's open up. You know, just tell us what you know, really cool like that.
Yeah.
I was like going, wow. I go, so I told my manager, and he goes, yeah, if you want, just come back and make like a sizzle reel of the of the show, the way we want to do it. So I keep in touch with those guys. Believe me, I didn't blow it off, but I was, you know, we still, you know, hug and scratch here and there, and we're still talking about it. And yeah, I mean, I don't mind doing it, but I can't do like a 2-hour podcast. I would have to do like a 45-minute one each week.
Yeah, 2 hours is a little much. I like the 45 because it's like straight entertaining, you know, to the point, stuff like
right.
that.
Right. But you got time to think it out. You know what? Hey, everybody, it's podcast with comedian Quackity Coops. Hey, man, it's all about me. And let me tell you what I did. I went to the store, and here's my friend. It's like, all right, I heard it. You know.
You know, it's so
wild
cool.
and
yeah.
crazy stuff, yeah. podcast stuff with, you know, David the fucking, did I say the F word? Oh, I can say
no,
F word.
No,
yeah,
you
yeah,
say
yeah.
We're F.
Yeah.
We're F legitimate.
There you go, I said it.
Pablo, this might be a weird question, but do you have your own personal Uber guy?
Uber guy, you know, the thing is I can't take Uber because they get involved in the conversations. You
right.
know? You take the Uber and they go, you'll be driving and they go, you want some candy? And I'll tell you what, I go, can you just go a little faster? I got to get to my airline flight. Can you just run the right red light? Well, I can't do that. And then I was talking to this girl and this one guy goes, hey, man, don't be talking. I go, every time I talk, dude, you slow down. What's the deal? You know, get a cab driver to bitch him over. God damn it, screw that dude. Yes.
Well,
come on, get in car. It's kind of, you know, I like Uber, but you know what? I go for Lyft, man, okay? And now you can pimp your car out.
Yeah.
So therefore, how many miles on it? Hey, man, you know, you've seen other cars behind my back? Hey, man, you just take my car. You become the Uber driver. Then I pick up. They pick up food. They deliver it out. What's the deal? You know,
yeah.
Uber picks up food, picks you up, then takes takeout, gets coffee. It's like, holy smoke.
And it charges you twice as much.
There you go.
Yeah, then you got those people, you don't have to tip me. Yes, no, I don't want to take the tip. Like, dude, take the tip. No, thank you. Rate 5 stars on it. They rate you. This guy's a bad customer. What?
You go, I'm going to stay out for 5 minutes. No, I'm going to leave now. Away. I'm charging you $5.
Well, the reason why I asked that is because a couple months ago, when because we were originally scheduled to have you on in the summer, and then your schedule got maxed out, so we had to reschedule. But before we were having you, I was in an Uber and I was telling him about the show. I was like, yeah, I'm about to interview Pablo, and he's like, oh, I'm his personal Uber driver. I was like, what? He's like, yeah. So like,
secret Uber driver.
Personal. I was like, Uber driver.
I was like, that's pretty cool.
Well, you know, you can't really. Did he? Was he Indian guy? Personal Uber driver? Wait,
no,
hold on. How long ago was this?
This was about 2-3 months ago. His name was Michael. Okay, I remember Michael was his name.
Oh. Okay. Well, you know what? There was this kid who picked me up. Like, I had to go to Walgreens, right? And I go, I'm going to try the Uber thing. So I tried the Uber thing, and it, you know, gives me the little map thing, and this kid drives up. Hey, man, what's up, dude? And I go, hey, listen, can you take me to Walgreens? He takes me to Walgreens, which is like 5 feet away, you know, but I just wanted to go, right? And he waits for me, and he goes, man, if you wait for me, then you have to call back in. I go, yeah, diggity-go, let's go. And he goes, hey, anytime, man, I'm in this area a lot. And his car was kind of junky, but then again, you know, he had good attitude. So I said, hey, man, next time if you're in the area, just buzz me up because I may have to run a few errands or something. He goes, no problem, bro. So that's where it came from, probably.
Oh.
The history. We go deep into underneath the Uber videos. But yeah,
that would be a good show. Kind of like Cash Cab, but Uber Cab.
There you go.
You should pitch that.
Uber cab, Lyft cab. That's right. Watch and they all go head to head. I got a yellow cab. I got Lyft. And now they're parking, making long lines, looking like it's a damn drive-through theater. Driving, you know. I can't believe this. You go to a gas station, there's a long line there. You go, man, they must be busy. No, it's a bunch of Uber drivers sleeping.
but no, you should pitch a show like that and host it. You would be great on that show. You'd be like, hey.
The Uber drivers, that would be kind of funny. I mean, get ready, he's going to play tricks on Uber drivers. Go in there with a bunch of cocaine. Come on, man, just drive down here, okay? Get the direction.
Five
all right,
stars.
No consolation, okay?
Four
keep
and
going,
a half.
Man.
5 stars.
All right, you want to fly with that, huh? Hey, come on, man, you're scary, you know, man. Come on, man. Hey, pick up Sosa, the drug dealer. All right, Tony, I like you, but you should have took it Lyft, okay? Don't fuck with me, Montana. I like you, Tony, but taking Uber. How are you? Okay, I take Lyft. Okay, I take Lyft. I never trust that guy. Who takes Uber? Me. Me.
It's like, remember when Uber was called cab?
Let me tell you something. Okay? I came here on Lyft. Okay, all right. You look tired. Little tiny tire. Oh God! Where am I going with this? Jeez. Wait, where's Corey? Where's Corey Feldman when you need him, huh?
Corey Feldman.
Hey, everybody. He's a sex addict. Then he's a Christian. Then he knows Michael Jackson. Then he hates him. It's Corey's album. Quackity kookity kook.
I actually met Corey. Like he did the show before ours one time. And like, do you remember this?
I don't recall that one.
Oh, but he was like really really weird, man. Like he was
I heard he is.
He's
weird.
Like a singer now or something.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, what'd you what was the scoop? You heard something about it? What happened?
You ran into him?
True story about it. I heard that his agency, Angels from the Dark City or something like that.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah,
and there's a bunch of chicks there, and they go to Corey, and he goes, "Hey, listen, I really care about these girls, and they have to be girls only, okay? And okay, you come to my house, and I take my butt, and I go room to room, and yeah, they need shelter and soup, and yes, and I was like, what the, you know? And then he's having a sex party.
Yeah,
hey, come on, man, 50 bucks to get in. I go, what? And then he's nice again. Oh, hi, it's comedy, but yeah. You know. He can jam out. He jams out.
And this is Wolfman Jack. Here's Corey. Check it out. Yeah.
That's right. It's great Corey hit. That's right.
Oh, man.
Good Lord.
Well, Bali, we're running out of time, but you're going to be at the Hollywood Improv this Saturday. You're doing two shows.
Melrose.
Yes.
Is Melrose your home club?
Well, you know, my girlfriend, she's, you know, she runs that club.
Oh,
and,
really?
You know, so I go there once in a while. I dip in there, get some free chicken fingers, and I bail.
No.
No, I don't usually do it too much, but I'm happy to do it this. I love doing it.
Yeah.
So, and we're going to goof off, and I'm bringing some friends along. And it's going to be good. You know what? We're going to make everybody a hot Mexican meal. We're going to goof off.
Yeah.
You come in, too, if you want to, man, or San Diego.
Oh, I'd love to. I mean, I live by Irvine. So I've seen you at Irvine a few times.
Well, right on. Well, you got my cell number, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah, of course. You called me. What? Yeah, of course.
Yes. Yes.
But no. But I definitely want to go, man.
Give me a call, man. Give me a call. Like, just say, hey, I'm coming through, and I'll put you through, man. You
can
go to the first show or second show.
Let's
just hang out in the green room, man. I got some ladies coming, man. I got a girl named China.
Oh.
And got Caitlyn Jenner, 2-for-1. Oh, kid. Looking good.
I'd
got a bikini and a weenie. Come on.
Saturday.
You know, I actually wrote jokes for Caitlyn Jenner because I write jokes for Norm Macdonald Live on the podcast.
Oh, nice, kid.
Yeah.
Nice.
And Caitlyn Jenner was a guest, and they told me that not to write any transgender jokes, and I thought that was kind of hard.
That's strange.
You know?
Hey, man, you know, hey, tough luck. I mean, these people, they want everything now. I'm in my own bathroom. That's right. I can't choose. He can't pick or choose. I sit down to pee, but leave the toilet seat up. You know? Listen, you know, yeah. Here I am, a woman with nuts. Listen, he put himself out there. I'm on Vanity Fair, Quackity Coots. Look at you. All right. Okay,
yeah.
I'm going to take the award for woman of the... I mean, is he on menopause? Come on. Is he a milf or a gilf? What is he? Is he a nerf? What is he?
Oh, man.
What is he? Hey, everybody. I sound like a newscaster. How you doing? Yes. Hi. Yeah. Yeah. All right. He looks like Steve Garvey from the back.
Oh, wow. Oh, my.
That's totally true.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
You can't put... Look, he was at the ESPYs, right? Dressing in his nicest... In his nice dress, and got not one brother hit on him. All right? That shows you, hey, man. Go for him, man. He's rich. Man, get off him, man. Shit. Hey, how you doing there, Tyrone? Get off me. Yeah, we're doing good. Come on, you got that many black guys and not one hit on him. You know what? That's smart.
Yeah, you should probably sue the doctor.
Yo, you couldn't pull one on Caitlin. I wasn't thinking about that, Tyrone. I used to be a guy. Oh, yeah. I'm going to the store. Yeah, I'm going. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's on menopause. Oh, man, it's kicking in now. Oh, God, get away.
Uh-huh. Olympic.
Probably sounds like the Green Goblin.
Olympic
when
champion.
He comes out, when he bats, that feels good. Yeah, there you go, Spider-Man.
Well, Pablo, we're out of time, but where can the folks at home reach you at? You have a website, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram? I can't find you on Instagram.
Instagram, because you know what? I stopped delivering dope a long time ago. So it just, Instagram, okay, man. But PabloFrancisco.com, we're working on the Twitter. Yeah, go to Twitter, lowercase Francisco, Pablo Francisco. Go to Google, check me out on Yahoo or Bing. And, all these, with Google, yes, that's, check me out. Yeah, just come on in, hug and scratch.
Beautiful.
Download my stuff.
Beautiful.
Make compilations, I don't care.
Oh, well, thanks so much for doing it, man.
It makes everyone happy.
Thanks so much for doing it. You're one of my comedy heroes, and I just really appreciate it. It was fun talking to you, man. It was awesome.
Yeah, man, thanks for it. It was fun talking to you, and you guys have a good week, and if you got my number, and swing on through if you want.
Saturday. Thanks for the invite.
Yeah. I'll text you my number right now, Pablo, and thanks again. I really appreciate it, man.
You're welcome, my friend. You guys have a good day.
Thanks, too, buddy.
You too,
Fantastic.
Pablo.
Thank you.
All right.
Wonderful.
All right, guys. That was Pablo Francisco. Saturday night at the Hollywood Improv.
On Melrose.
On Melrose. Why does it say August? It's December 9th. He's doing an 8 o'clock and a 10 o'clock show. And he's also doing the American Comedy Club in San Diego the following week, December 14th through the 17th. And man, what a show. He was hilarious.
Love him. Love him.
Nonstop.
Great God. He is such a talent. I'm always amazed.
Well, you want to hear the good news about this show and the bad news about this show? The good news is I've laughed my ass off. Like, I'm literally choking on my Diet Coke.
Both of us.
The bad news is we can't get the unknown comic now.
Well, you know, he might come out of retirement, but I sincerely doubt it. Maybe Saturday. Saturday. He'll be at Pablo's on Melrose.
That'd be funny. Man. We should come on Saturday with a paper bag and be like, I heard you talking about me and Rosa Rose.
That would be funny. That would be so funny.
Oh, man.
You know what? We'll think about that. That's Saturday and green room, you know. Mexican food?
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
I might be working, but if I'm not, I'm definitely going.
Yeah.
You want to go with me?
I'll be more than glad. I'm sort of planning on taking up on that.
Yeah. I think we should do the unknown comic bit and just show up with a... I think he'll find that hilarious.
Are you writing material for me now?
No. I just
no, but I swear, I think we should go.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah,
and you folks should go, too, on Saturday, December 9th, at the Hollywood Improv. Tickets are at hollywood.improv.com. He's doing an 8 o'clock show and a 10 o'clock show.
There you go. Well, you get off at 10 o'clock.
I could probably do the 10 o'clock show because I'd probably get
if
off. Yeah. And then we could just hang out.
I would love to.
Maybe we could get his personal Uber driver to give us a ride.
Who knows? So the Walgreens are 10 feet away.
And then for all you San Diego people, he'll be at the American Comedy Club the following week, December 14th through the 17th.
That's a great club, and you were there. Remember, we went. In fact, actually, was that the same club with Norm?
Yeah, that was the club where we missed the chance to meet Steve Martin.
No, that was a bad thing.
That was your fault, though.
Well, it was getting late, and your eyes were closing, and I thought, well, we don't want to sleep on the street.
But everyone else did, right?
Yeah. You know, that was a fun night.
Oh, dude, it was awesome.
It was amazing.
Well, do you have anything coming up this week? We don't, because right now we don't know if we're weekly. We're just doing.
Well, I like this. Yeah. It's kind of crazy. We've had a couple. We had Heather McDonald.
Yeah,
and then
and then Pablo Francisco.
But this is kind of fun. It's
this is fun. But people like write me. They're like, "Is the show back?" And I'm just like, "Yeah, maybe."
It is when we announce it.
Yeah, it is when we announce it.
To be announced.
Yeah.
TBA.
TBA. To be announced.
Announced. So we'll have like always in a comma, TBA.
Yeah.
So Razor Riffs, TBA.
So you got nothing?
I got a couple open mics. If you want to show up to the Improv on Sunday night, I'll be there. If you want to show up over on Sunset and La Brea, I'll be there.
It's
a corner right there. And so that's I'm the open mic guy. I'm performing all over town.
Oh, that's a good name. I got the Rec Room at the end of December.
Nice.
And I might be doing Irvine with Jeremy Hotz. Texted him and asked him.
Very nice.
He hasn't got back to me, but hopefully, because I love Jeremy.
Well, I thought he was going to swing by one of these days or call in.
Yeah, but then he tripped over his dog and he broke his arm.
Oh, yeah.
You don't remember that?
I don't remember that.
We were making, like, Frasier.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. What's yes, I do remember. Yeah,
so,
wow.
Even if I'm not doing Irvine with Jeremy, you should go still see Jeremy because he's the funniest guy.
Yeah, yeah, I will, I will.
And, you know, that's all I got. And then, you know, Pablo on Saturday, Pablo Francisco
at
the Hollywood Improv.
And, you know, we will be there.
8 o'clock, 10 o'clock. And we're going to sell that out. And he's going to sell that out. And we're going to come in with two bags and be like, good show.
He's bringing in some ladies.
Yeah, he's bringing me, China, and he's bringing you, Caitlyn Jenner.
I'll pass.
That's what he said he was bringing her.
Well, is Tyrone going to be there?
All right, guys. If you like the show today, please do us a favor. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Reza Rifts.
Yes, indeed.
R-I-F-T-S. We really do need the support. And also, if you have an iPhone or iTunes, if you could subscribe to the show and rate and review us. We prefer 5 stars, but we do...
We'll take 4.
No. We do want honest feedback. So if you like the show, give us honest feedback. If you don't like the show, I mean, it'll hurt Alan's feelings, but we like honest feedback.
I'll be in tears. Can't they sample us, as I tell my friends, on YouTube?
They
get on.
We're also on YouTube and SoundCloud.
They already get it.
And I don't know much about SoundCloud, but...
I've listened once on SoundCloud.
Yeah, but I don't know anything about SoundCloud. It just seems like it's a cloud with sound.
It's more than that.
Yeah, I don't know.
We have a cloud coming up right here. Look at that right there. I'm not kidding, out the window.
I see it. But so subscribe to us on iTunes, rate and review, and follow Pablo Francisco on social media, on Facebook and Twitter. His website is www.pabliofrancisco.com. And he'll be at the Improv on Saturday, and it's going to be a great night. Also, if you want to follow me, Keith Reza, R-E-Z-A, that'd be great, at Real Keith Reza on Facebook. And before we close the show, we got to mention these sponsors one more time, and then we'll see you guys next year. Alan, do you have anything to say before I read these?
No. This has been a great year, and we'll do it again, man. Do it again.
All right. I forgot my glasses. Have you been searching for the best shoes and sandals for running, hiking, and walking? Well, look no further. Zero Shoes is your solution. Start shopping right away by going to razarifts.weebly.com and click on the Zero Shoes tab. Zero Shoes has been seen on Shark Tank, the show. And you could get your pair of Zero Shoes at razarifts.weebly.com. razarifts.weebly.com. And click on the Zero Shoes tab.
Very comfortable.
Very comfortable. I got some new shoes. I got my dad and some new shoes. Ah. Some Zero Shoes on razarifts.weebly.com.
Nice.
So, nice. I didn't know my dad's shoe size, so I just got him size 2.
Well, he could always exchange them. It's a great company.
It's a great company. But then my dad's going to get like really small shoes and be like, what's this? I'm going to be like, oh, surprise, you're going to be a grandfather. That's a little...
You're the dad?
Yeah, that's a little kid joke.
I thought it was cute. I thought it was cute. Very cute. Little shoes.
We can't have cute jokes, Alan Lee. We have to have a great, amazing jokes, Alan Lee.
So maybe I'll be seeing you soon.
Do you think that would have been Pablo approved?
We can find out Saturday.
All right. Well,
we'll
find
ask
out
him Saturday.
All right, guys. Well, I'm Keith Reza, Alan Lee. Rate, subscribe, and follow us on Twitter.
Yeah, man.
Beep, beep.
You're listening to Reza Riffs with Keith Reza and Alan Lee right here on LA Talk Radio.